Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know I say it every Friday, but you know it's true. Everything is accelerating. The days are being made shorter and shorter. Welcome, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Friday. And yes, it's already the fourth day of May 2007. That in and of itself is amazing. Already in the fifth month of this year. We're going to have wide open phones for the full 3 hours. We've got a lot of different important audio clips as well. We're going to be playing some of the highlights of the Republican presidential debate last night, and I would love to hear from you on that subject. Who do you think did the best job? Who was the apple of your eye? I thought Congressman Ron Paul did a very good job. I think he was a little bit restrained. You know, he's got new advisors up there. But he did stick to constitutional principles and was heads above and shoulders above everybody else up there. Also, when he was talking about not violating habeas corpus in the Constitution, we saw it happen live. Aaron Dykes is in there still isolating out all the audio clips to upload them to the network here in the next few minutes. In fact, I can look at Aaron right out the window here in the office, busily like a little bumblebee in there getting the clips, doing a great job. Giuliani laughing and snickering like the demon that he is with talk about the secret arrest and the rest of the things that are happening and the violation of habeas corpus. So we'll be playing that as well. There's also some comments about, look at Governor Schwarzenegger here in the audience, total staged event, propaganda placement by MSNBC, and tell him you won't repeal the Constitution so he can run for president. So they're still pushing that, and three of them said, well, I can't say no to Arnold. No, can't say no to the gun confiscation, abortion-loving, open-border-promoting Republican. Of course you can't. You're good Republican scum. Okay, some of the other news that we have here before us. Interesting article out of the Associated Press. Potential terror jurors cite 9/11 doubts. Many political jurors in the Jose Padilla terrorism support case say they aren't sure who directed the 9/11 attacks of 2001 because they don't trust reporters or the federal government. And it goes on to say that the majority of the 160 people who've been questioned individually for jury selection, the majority of them say they don't know who carried out the attacks. They don't trust the government. This is the AP reporting that they think it's an inside job or they don't trust the media or the government. You see, New World Order, you really went too far. And by the way, we're not done. We've just started cleaning your clock. We've just started marching against you. We've just started moving against you. The soul of humanity is just now beginning to realize that you're not invincible, that you're not infallible, that you're made of flesh and blood and bone and guts and hair, and that we're going to run over the top of you with God's help. You understand that, New World Order? Bottom line, it is our duty to stand up against tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. And you tell your fake preacher that tells you to lay down to evil and rejoice that evil is growing because it means you're going to be teleported out of here. You tell that wicked, devil-worshipping, devil-possessed preacher, you tell them that look at Nineveh. And you tell them, we're going for that reprieve. But again, even the secular world just has this idea that you can't fight City Hall, that you got to just give in. Well, if that's the case, just crawl in a hole and die, America. To the whole world, if you've lost your spirit of resistance and vibrant energy, then just crawl in a hole and just get out of my way. Because as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calbin Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calbin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calbin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Later on in this hour into the next, we'll play clips of Ron Paul and others at the Republican presidential debate last night. The Queen of England, the German Queen, the cousin of Queen Beatrix, the ruling class of the planet, and there's no difference between them and the Rothschilds, they're all intermarried, came to Virginia Tech with her ghoulish head of the World Wildlife Fund husband, Prince Philip, who has openly said that he wants 80% of the world's population killed in a book he published. Well, to be technical, he wrote the foreword to If I Was an Animal in 1987, saying he'd like to kill 80% of us. You got to love it. Oh, but he's so concerned about 30-something dead. And, oh, you poor Americans won't ban your guns. If you Americans just didn't have those guns in 1776, I'd be ruling you now. Oh, let us ghoulishly come feed off your dead. Prince Philip with his New World Order whore wife. Nothing but just a big bucket of scum that thinks they rule us. A queen. Give me a break. Queen begins visit by meeting Virginia Tech survivors. And it goes on, Queen Whore the Second. And I mean, they are. She's a bloody whore. She sups off blood, ladies and gentlemen. She is a demonic creature. And I mean that in a spiritual sense when I say she's a whore. I'm just whoring with every wickedness you can imagine. Just radiating pure evil, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, the queen, the queen.
Queen Elizabeth II, with her fake name for moron subjects. Queen Elizabeth II, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, Elizabeth. I mean, you ought to see her name, her real name. I'm just giving you the last end of it. It's like 20-something names of everything she rules and feeds on. Her name represents whole baronies and countries and sectors and goodies. And Queen Elizabeth II began her first visit to the United States in 16 years with a message of sympathy and sorrow for the victims of last month's massacre at Virginia Tech, while her ghoulish husband openly says 80% of us should be killed, trailed behind her. We got to get an article out on this.
My heart goes out to the students, the friends, and the families of those killed, and to the many others who have been affected, some of whom I shall be meeting shortly,
she said Thursday in a speech to the General Assembly in Virginia, where she had come for the commemoration of Jamestown's 400th anniversary.
On behalf of the people of the United Kingdom, my slaves, I extend my deepest sympathies at the time of such grief and sorrow.
That's a quote from her, minus the slave part. The Germanic ruler of Earth, the conqueror of England, the Queen, then met for several minutes with students and the faculty from Virginia Tech, including three who were wounded in the April 16th shooting rampage that killed 33. Let me just say this again. To have this piece of trash that owns British Petroleum and literally hundreds of other corporations, 40% of the land in Canada, all the major roads and waterways in Canada, England, and scores of other Commonwealth nations, huge gold mines, diamond mines, involved in every evil you can imagine. And we have to see movies about her with some Hollywood actress out pimping herself, and then they endlessly cover it on every news channel for 3 months, and of course the film's a complete bomb. No one goes and sees it. That's the good news. You can propagandize all day. You're still a complete failure. Everyone knows you're pure trash. These are the people putting cancer viruses in the vaccine. These are the ones who sit there and don't want people to be able to think and have minds, who are so selfish and so threatened by the dynamic human spirit that they've brain damaged most of the world's population. They're the ones genetically engineering the crops. They're the ones putting the poisons and everything. These are the enemies. You understand why I hate them? These are people that hurt innocents. These are people that have their way with us. And I'm sick of it! And as an American, they are our ancestral enemies! And instead we have a population of ninnying, cowardly scum who love these people. They're your enemy, your sworn enemy. They write books and give TV and magazine interviews saying they hate you and saying they want to cull you. Now, do you think they care when they're over here pushing for gun control? They want your guns so they can have their way with you. Their intelligence forces carry out terror attacks. All right, I'm going to settle down. We've got a video clip we're going to play the audio of later of this bloodthirsty whore, and then we're going to we've got Colbert talking about torture, and we've got the debate, as I said, and a lot of other things today, and I'll get to Jim, Jamie, Derek, many others that are holding. The toll-free number to join us wide open phones today is 1-800-259-9231. I mentioned there's a big call to fire Lou Dobbs now. We'll tell you why. And virulent new strain of TB raising fears of pandemic. Washington Post, this ties in with illegal immigration. House sends sweeping immigration reform bill to governor's desk in Oklahoma. I'm sorry, my father's having a heart attack. She was speeding to the hospital. Cop went ahead and still attacked her. I mean, in the past, the police would help you. This is the new mentality. Oliver Stone unveils new ad calling for Iraq withdrawal. I wish I could tell you what I learned when I was out in L.A. last week, but can't tell you. I want to get into the illegal aliens getting trounced by the police, and I'm against what happened to him. Yes, I am. And it's all part of the mass psychology I've warned you about. We'll break that down, too. Let's just go to calls right now. Jim, in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? I'm a big fan. I watched the debates last night, and I got to tell you, obviously, Ron Paul came out ahead, but I'm not the only one to think so. If I could encourage your viewers to go to MSNBC.com and click on Rate the Candidates in the upper right-hand corner, they'll see that by the numbers of the 45,000 roughly on average who voted, Ron Paul is statistically the highest rated candidate.
What website is that?
States. MSNBC.com.
Yeah, we'll get a blurb up on that. So you're saying out of all of the candidates up there, that he is now, so obviously they haven't announced yet that he's the winner, but how many votes has he had out of the 40-plus thousand?
Well, it's split around between 43 and 45,000 in different questions, like who stood out from the pack? Ron Paul got 28%, followed by Mitt Romney at 25%. Who showed the most leadership qualities? He kind of tied him up there. Who is the most convincing candidate? Ron Paul, 26%. Mitt Romney, 24%.
Yeah, so in every category, he's leading or tying or in the top running. So you average that together, he's the winner. And we'll get a screenshot of that and get that up.
Exactly. And same thing if you go to the interactive voting poll. He's the top one there.
And, of course, they'll probably pull it. They've done. He's won every major internet poll, and then they jerk him claiming that, you know, it's Ron Paul activist. Well, yeah, that's the whole point, is Ron Paul's got the popular support, and he's got a fundraiser coming up in Austin in a few weeks. I won't be able to attend. I was invited, but everybody should definitely go to that. It's $100 a plate. He needs the capital.
Yeah, Ron, he definitely came out ahead. Keith Olbermann did a quick mention of that at the end of the debate yesterday. If you watch the thing, I think there's a upload of it on YouTube or Google, the video google.com.
Yeah, and tell folks what Olbermann said.
Basically, the Ron Paul supporters must be out on force day, something to that effect.
All right, good to hear from you. Let's go ahead now and take another call. Let's talk to Jamie in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, hi. I think maybe there might be something big here, maybe on the scale of that BBC footage. There was a video just posted a couple hours ago on YouTube, and it was of ABC News in the morning of 9/11. It talked about, okay, there was a John Cochran was the reporter. He was traveling with the president that day, and he said that before
they were given word before it even happened that a plane hit the building.
Yeah, before he even came to the school.
Yeah, we posted that 4 days ago. See, here's the problem. We report all this bombshell, incredible news now, and there's so much of it that it's up to you, the activist, on the website to get the material and make sure everybody gets it. It doesn't become a story unless you do what you're doing now. And here's an example. It's one of the biggest stories of the decade that the JFK assassination is totally unraveled. Salon Magazine coming out with the fact that Bobby Kennedy knew that his brother was killed by the government and that it was a conspiracy and that he thought that day won. E. Howard Hunt, the tape now being released in the last 6 days. With St. John Hunt talking about how he ran the op to kill Kennedy. Now, we always knew that, but to have it confirmed by an eyewitness who ran the op, this is the smoking gun. And have you seen it anywhere in the mainstream news? No. 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 And what does it have on our website? Maybe 400 digs? Yeah, I mean, that's pathetic, ladies and gentlemen. But I can literally post something about, is Britney Spears a Satanist? And it'll, you know, get 5 million readers. But some earth-shattering, incredible, historic thing gets almost no attention, is completely pathetic. And frankly, I'm at the point of slamming my head into a wall.
And by the way, that poll that Ron Paul had, he was, before the debate, he was 9%. After, he was like 41%. He won. He won the whole poll.
So they had another poll last night, just a quick poll, and he won 41%.
Well, you can see it before the debate and after the debate.
Yeah,
before
I just don't have. Well, send it all to us. Send it all to Aaron at Infowars.com or Watson at PrisonPlanet.com. We'd love to report on all of it. We just don't have the staff. Write it up for us.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Paul Watson is working overtime, and I just called him during the break. We were incorrect. I was incorrect. It was CBS News that some of the researchers out there uncovered over the weekend, last weekend, that reported that Bush was talking about a plane flying into the building before he even got to the school. Unbelievable. And then now, if the listener was saying what Jamie was saying, it's now up on YouTube with ABC saying it too. The way the internet works is people tend to not pay attention to text. They pay attention to video. Jamie, send that to watson@prisonplanet.com or call back in if you can get in. I don't think you can now, but... And tell us specifically the name of that clip so we can get a blurb out on it. And then we'll combine that with the CBS News. And you've got to state it simply in the headlines. This is, you're all in the info war with us together. We're all here strategizing of how to present this, how to get this out to the public, how to put it in clear terms for the public to be able to understand it. I mean, how would you explain this? How do you put it in words in a headline that Bush said that he saw the first plane hit the tower and said, boy, that's a bad pilot, when there was no video of it for 6 months until the Nade brothers released their video of the first plane hitting? There was no video that first day or the next day or the week after it of the first plane hitting. Then he changed his story and said that he never said that a plane had hit, and that he didn't even know when he went out there to give the speech and to talk to the children at Brooker Elementary that he didn't know anything until they came out and told him the second plane had hit. But then the principal of the school said no. He was behind the scenes in the green room being briefed on it. And then Times of London photos were released. We have those in Terror Storm and Martial Law, showing Bush over his shoulder looking at a big television. You know how they have them in schools on those roller racks so they can be rolled around from class to class. There's a big TV on a rolling shelf, and there you see the two World Trade Centers with one of them smoking. So we know he's lying about it. And now, if he knew before he even got there, if you look at the timeline, that's right around the time that it, he may have even been telling reporters it had been hit right before or right when it got hit. Now, by the way, it had been announced for over a week that he was going to be at Brooker Elementary. It had been in the news. And, folks, if there's tornadoes in Texas, the Secret Service will cancel his appearances or pull him out. There's been any type of school shooting or a criminal on the loose in a city, they will cancel his appearances. It is standard. They don't wait. They basically give the president the orders, and they will drag him physically out. And I know this has all been hashed over, but it's just so important because we have the Secret Service. I mean, if he knew that a plane had hit, and then now he's been caught twice lying about it and changing his story, this will be a third time. We need to have those timelines checked. And if we have two different reporters saying it, this is a big development. And I don't know how you crystallize it down and simplify it with a headline to capture people's attention and then break down the facts for them. But that's important. That needs to be an article we need to do. And then Ron Paul winning the debate, and we have pulled up the poll numbers. It looks like that he did win in some of the categories. And I know there's some screenshots out there on the web showing him winning by 40-plus percent in the hours after, but now the neocons are all busy voting, trying to drive him down. And make no mistake, the establishment doesn't want Ron Paul to have a strong showing. He's probably got a whole CENTCOM command centers and hired blogospheres, blog pod, you know, whole floors of buildings, and they're voting right now at nauseam. Need a blurb out on that. That's important to try to position him at the head, at the lead. This is really important, this first debate, that he be in the top three, which he clearly is, if not the leader. Then we need to position him. Well, he is positioned, but we need to show people that he is positioned to now be in the next round of debates, because they're going to start eliminating people. You can tell by the body language that the snickering gangster, the son of a mob boss, only in America, Rudolph Giuliani, was snickering and giggling like the penguin whenever Ron Paul talked about not getting rid of Posse Comitatus. On Monday, they announced that they're merging the EU and the American Union. It's gotten almost no attention. JBS wrote a story about it. We haven't even done that. I mean, it's just wall-to-wall insanity.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skins, grapeseed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
This is Elizabeth Border. News alert. Twice a month, you can now get the Divided Kingdom's brand new newsletter. Concise, hard-hitting, the first issue discusses two vital questions: war in Iran, a coming one-world church. In the first issue is included a pungent discussion of NWO numerology. For a free sample copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier, write to Post Office Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. A yearly subscription is only $50 for a newsletter that comes not once, but twice every month. Get the spiritual support you need right now for your free sample copy to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Once again, for your free copy of the Divided Kingdom dossier newsletter, write to P.O. Box 8, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609.
Care.
Right. Let me give you one last final tip.
I'm ready.
One last... Right. Let me give you one final tip. I need a prop here. Let my producer come and join me. I need a prop. Come and join me. Come and join me. Right. Imagine you're the Queen. Right? You're the Queen. Everyone's always asking me, how are you supposed to greet the Queen?
Yes. How do you greet the Queen?
Towards her. So you're the Queen. The Queen's hand always comes out first. I go to, but I don't grab it, because if I grab it, I risk crushing her fingers. So she will do.
We wouldn't want that.
And that's exactly it. When I want to bow to her, this is not Japanese royalty, so there's no. It is a simple, straightforward, and you walk backwards.
This is
thank
what.
You, oh, and that's another thing. You call
this is
mom,
what we've been
and it's man
reduced to.
As in spam, not mom as in farm. Ma'am
as in spam,
spam
right.
Not ma'am as
not
in.
Mom as in.
We're going to play 9 minutes of this filth as the American people are indoctrinated on CNN on how to bow and curtsy and worship the literal mother tick, the mother whore of this whole evil system. And remember it came out 8+ years ago that members of the White House aren't allowed to look Hillary in the eye and you've got to approach her on her right hand or her left hand? That all goes back to royalty. You're not supposed to look her in the eye. She extends her hand to you, the dog. You're like a trained dog. And then you bow to her evil, to the bucket of evil. and her sickening husband behind her, Prince Philip, who wants to kill everybody, and the rest of her her literally retarded family. What's genius is the sick, dark chalice that holds them, the whole apparatchia that supports these literal monsters. And Bush and Kerry are their cousins. They're all related. It's a sick, disgusting brood of trash. And if you don't hate your ancestral enemies, if you don't know, these are anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-English. This is the German parasitic creatures that have dominated England for hundreds of years and turned it into a cesspit and broken down its borders and flooded it. And all they're doing is trying to destroy the British culture and destroy our culture. That's all they ever do. They want a massive mass of peons squirming around beneath them. You know what? I'm supposed to work on music for my new film today with the composer. I'm supposed to edit the film, do contracts on the deal I'm doing with another film. I'm not whining. This is my frustration. I'm letting you in on it. I want to spend some time with my family. I'll be here probably till 2 in the morning like I was last night. And I want to write an article about the ancestral enemy of America grandstanding and acting like she cares about 33 dead in Virginia Tech and, you know, here basically pushing for gun control and addressing the Virginia legislature. With her husband right behind her who openly says more of us need to be culled. You know, Prince, who calls for 80% of the world to be killed, claims he cares about shooting dead, milking it. Just appearing like some type of dark carrion bird to sup on the entrails of those dead. They traffic in our souls. I'm tired of them. Ancestral enemy of the United States. By the way, you know why she was here for Georgetown 400 years ago? That was a chartered British Crown expedition. And that's when they set the flag up and claimed the United States is theirs, okay? There's a reason that she was there in Virginia sneaking around. So I, for one, have just had enough of her. You know, we're going to play all of it in the third hour, but you know what? Back it up a little bit. Let's hear the American people being trained by this simpering purveyor of etiquette and gentlemanliness, which I'm not against being gentlemanly to a certain degree. And I was actually brought up to be gentlemanly, but I have thrown that to the wayside. I still open doors, and I believe in things that are genuinely, you know, good, that aren't part of dog training. But a true gentleman stands up for women and children in distress. A true gentleman is just simply a man who stands up for the weak, not those that can do dog tricks. And you don't look at her lordship. Her royal highness. You let her extend her hand like you're extending a treat to a dog, and you don't accept the treat till she gives it to you, and then you back away from her. You don't turn your back on that. I'll turn my back on you, you degenerate scum. Just go back and hide in your castles like you did in the last 50 years. We don't like you. We detest you. Why don't you crawl in a hole like your queen mother and die? Crawl in a hole. All the people you've killed, all the millions you've killed with your eugenics and your sterilization and your HIV and all the garbage your eugenics husband has funded. You're a piece of trash. You need to be in front of a Nuremberg tribunal, you little wicked witch. And all the peerage and all the scum that feeds on the British people of Britannia, that feed on the English people over there, where you sit there and sconce in your palaces, and every day you shut down whole areas of London, and so you can't use this street, you can't use the river today, because I'm the queen and I own it, as you exercise your precedent over us, you piece of trash! You're the enemy of the people! You've got to learn to start hating your enemies, ladies and gentlemen, recognizing them. But hate them because you love your family. Hate them because of the ancient enmity between us. Learn who your enemies are. They know that you're the enemy. They still have a grudge against the United States because George Washington and Andrew Jackson kicked their butts when they hauled their German warrior slaves over here and they hauled their redcoats over here. We ran them into the ground. In fact, get me in the Andrew Jackson song. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that part of that, and we're going to go to a few minutes of us being trained to be little dogs, little corgis, Welsh corgis, at this dark witch's knee. Here it is. The Andrew Jackson, 1814, took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson on the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon, and we took a little beans, and we fought the bloody British at the town of New Orleans. You know that one? I mean, I have just had it up to here with these chicken-necked, bloated buckets of weakness with their crazed eyes on power trips. These are predators. And they just see us like some pigeon they seize up and break our necks. Well, I'm not some pigeon for you to seize me around the neck and have your way with me, you witch. You predator, I see you as a keen-eyed predator you are. You got it now? Sometimes the computer is sluggish. Ted has some East German computers designed in 1951. I'm being sarcastic. I always heard G. Gordon Liddy joke about CBS when he was out of CBS. Equipment at the network. So just a little nod to the better days of G. Gordon Liddy. I guess we don't have it. All right. Well, let's at least go ahead and just start playing. Oh, you have it? Well, let's play the queen first. I mean, let's play how we're being trained with dog tricks. Here it is.
Right. Let me give you one last final tip.
I'm ready.
One last... Right. Let me give you one final tip. I need a prop here. Let's have a producer come and join me. I need a prop. Come and join me. Come and join me. Right. Imagine you're the queen. Right, you're the queen. Everyone's always asking me, how are you supposed to greet the queen?
Yes, how do you greet the queen?
Behave towards her. So you're the queen. The queen's hand always comes out first. I go to, but I don't grab it. Because if I grab it, I risk crushing her finger. So she will do
We wouldn't want that.
And that's exactly it. When I want to bow to her, this is not Japanese royalty, so there's no... It is a simple, straightforward, and you walk backwards. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, and that's another thing. You call her ma'am, and it's ma'am as in spam, not ma'am as in farm.
Ma'am as in spam.
Okay.
Not.
Mom.
Mom.
Mom as in farm.
Farm. Okay. Ma'am as in spam. We've got it. We know how to address the queen. Next time we come into our royal highness and we see her, whether on the streets of the United States or on the streets of London. Richard Quest, live for us in Jamestown. Richard, thank
All
you.
Right. Let me tell you what I'll do if I see the usurper, the Germanic ruler of England and the planet. If I see her, I'll tell her that we're human beings and that we know she's wicked and sups on the blood of the innocents and that she's going straight into hell when she dies. And that we know she's wicked and she doesn't have us fooled with all those little hats she wears. That we know exactly what her and her wicked brood are all about. And then humanity will struggle out of her grasp and out of her kin's grasp. And again, I play this for Her Royal Highness, Her Royal Whoredom. Here it is.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire a musket, still we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we seen their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where
that's a bit of a comical song, but if you've actually read about the War of 1812, Colonel Jackson out of Tennessee led the militia down there and was outnumbered at least, and this is even the British histories, 10-1 against the British Corps of the Invincibles, who'd never been beaten. They had, of course, beaten Napoleon, you name it, on and on and on. And the troops led by Colonel Jackson beat them, and beat them all the way down, larger forces, all the way down to New Orleans. And then more British troops landed, and literally Colonel Jackson, described as the British as like some type of dark spirit in black, it wasn't really dark, but that's how they saw him, stood up on handmade wooden battlements they built in just a few days against at least 10 times the numbers of the British. And the British tried to breach it. They tried to come over. Again, that was back when you had real leaders, Andrew Jackson up there literally fighting him. And that's what he'd done his whole life. When you learn about Andrew Jackson, whose mother died because of time in a British concentration camp, both his brothers died due to time in the British stockade, because back then they just stick you in one outdoors and let you die. He was a sentry and ran messages for the Continental Army from the time he was 11 to 13 years of age. Before he joined, the British came into their town in the Carolinas, and his father died when he was very young. They were Scotch-Irish immigrants. His father died of exhaustion clearing the land, so he was pretty much an orphan. So, you know, that his widow or his mother was a widow, raised him alone in the frontier. And the British colonel came in and told him to clean his boots while he was wearing them, and Jackson said no. So he slashed him across the face with a saber with a cut from the back of his head all the way down to the corner of his chin, a huge gaping scar for the rest of his life. And, of course, Davy Crockett was involved. And that's what people used to, that was what used to be our heroes 50, 60 years ago, people like Davy Crockett. Davy Crockett didn't just die at the Alamo, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he fought with the British, against the British with Colonel Jackson. He was in hundreds of huge Indian wars. And folks, that wasn't, you know, the 1880s stuff you see about 1860s they put in the Hollywood movies. This is when you'd be fighting 3, 4, 5 times, you know, that number. And, you know, just amazing. I mean, the point is that these were amazing individuals. And that's why the Redcoats didn't have a chance. And it's just an amazing story. And to see this country turn into a bunch of dog training to the Queen of England, who hates this country, makes me absolutely sick. It makes my stomach turn. And it's even more disgusting, the audio we've got of this. What we've been debased down to, what we have been, what we've been, you know, turned into. And it's just amazing. Also, Andrew Jackson had been in multiple duels. He'd been shot repeatedly and almost bled to death several times. Just the stuff this guy was into. And he'd been in a bunch of sword fights and just, you know, somebody rude to him. He'd split, you know, swords are hacking at each other on the street. He was also quite genteel at the same time. But the description of him, he would just wear like this big black cloak. And he would ride for like 3 days without sleep. You know, he was going to have a fight with somebody. And just an absolutely amazing individual. Absolutely amazing individual. And that, and those British accounts of him standing up there with the cannons firing at him in black, like they said, some type of spectral entity.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I've spent enough time on our ancestral enemy. I'm going to get into it more later. They had a lottery to get to touch the Queen, to have her shake your hand. Thousands strive for a close view, but only 54 VIP tickets will be given to watch a brief walk in Richmond. I mean, they just treat us like total cattle. The humiliation. We've fallen so far, ladies and gentlemen. And they're behind the Planned Parenthood, all of it, these death mills that people think are like special little treats in your town, special little goody rights that you have. Sure they are. Look at all this news I've got. Potential terror jurors cite 9/11 doubts. I'm going to get into that in the next hour. Virulent new strain of TB raising fears of pandemic. A bunch of news on the illegal aliens. We got a police state audio of a video we've got posted we're going to be playing where the woman's family member's dying of a heart attack and she's trying to rush to the hospital and she says, I'm sorry, my father's having a heart attack. And what happened there? It's jam-packed. I promise I'll... We did take some calls earlier, but I'll get to Derek and everybody else is patiently holding when we start the next hour here in just a few minutes. I do want to tell you that Paul Watson and his brother are going to work overtime to have a North American Union article, an article about how they want to fire Lou Dobbs. That's coming up. An article about this, the disgusting degenerate queen, or maybe I'll do that. And we almost got thrown out of the tower because Paul Watson was getting sick. When you walk in, they got this big video before you see the jewels from all the people they've robbed. And it's being projected, her being coronated, and it's going, Great Majesty, thank you for saving us, our supremeness, oh. And it's, and then Paul Watson goes, I'm getting sick, this is disgusting. And this woman goes, it's our culture, how dare you be against our culture? He goes, it's not my culture. Let me tell you, those people went and dominated the people, and enslaved them, and slaughtered, and took their property, and kept anyone from in England or Ireland or Wales or Scotland, they took your tribal lands just like they did Native Americans here. They enslaved you. They put you on tiny pieces of property. You know, skeletons from 1,500, 2,000 years ago are almost all over 6 feet with men. Do you know that the average height for a man went down to 5'3"? By 1500 because of them. They were actually stunting us, and they wrote manuals on it, how to keep people at starvation level to control them. My literal bones hate you, Saxe Coburg Gotha, and all of your scum. The Tudors before you, the going back to William the Conqueror, all of you. We are not your slaves, scum. And I pray you all die of cancer. All right, that's wrong to do. I apologize. I need to be loving. They're just enemies. I don't pray they all die of cancer. I just hope God has his will with you. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. I retract that. I do hope you're brought to justice, though, you scum. I don't know. I mean, I hope people running Dinecore and Halliburton have bad things happen to them for all the kidnappings and murders and all the slave camps. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? I've just had enough of these people. By the way, if you want to support us, go to Infowars.com and give us the treasure we need for our arsenal, our treasury. Fund us with the Federal Reserve notes, the rapidly devaluating confetti, so we can fight the New World Order, go buy America, freedom of fascism, terror storm, loose change, second edition, 9/11 mysteries, demolitions, riddles in stone, the 9/11 debunking, 9/11 debunkers, all up on Infowars.com. Or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership today and know that you're literally, literally contributing to full war against our enemies.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.